When more screen time can be good for kids. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. As much as parents worry about children and screen time, there's a growing market of apps designed to help kids, specifically using video games, work through their feelings. And now, the Medicaid program in Wisconsin will cover the cost of at least one of those apps. We talked to a family in the state who tried it out.
Okay, Leo, I'm going to set the timer for 15 minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
Over the last few years, Emmy Delvo has noticed her 7-year-old son, Leo, can get easily upset at seemingly small things. He struggles socially at school.
He is very frustrated by unplanned schedule changes, and sometimes we don't know. Sometimes he is not able to communicate why he is feeling so frustrated.
Leo was recently diagnosed with autism, and through a social worker, Delvo learned about the video gaming app Mightier. It contains more than 20 different games which coach kids on how to better navigate their feelings.
I have to tell you, at first, I was not on board. I feel like kids are looking at screens all day at school.
But Delvo decided to let Leo try it out anyway. Trevor Stricker is vice president of technology at Mightier. He says the company's games help kids when it comes to processing their emotions.
We flash the screen red. The gameplay itself gets harder. And so to keep playing, they have to calm themselves down.
While the kids play, they wear a heart rate monitor on their arm.
And when they lower their heart rate, the game returns to normal.
Mightier connected us with the Delvo family at their home in Maribel, Wisconsin, where Emmy Delvo coaches Leo through breathing exercises as he plays.
Oh, the screen's disappearing. What do you need to do?
7-year-old Leo has been playing Mightier for about 2 months, and Delvo says she's seeing a difference. Leo was playing with Legos recently when his tower tumbled down. His mom expected a tantrum, but
I could hear him actually telling himself, calm down, take a breath, and just things that he's learned from playing those games.
Normally, Mightier retails for more than $300 a year, but Wisconsin's Children's Long-Term Support Program uses Medicaid to cover the cost. And so far, it's the only state to use Medicaid this way. Delvo says it's been a good solution for her son because the games are similar to the ones other kids play, like Minecraft.
So it also gives him something to talk about with his peers at school.
More and more, therapists are starting to use video games as part of their treatment plans.
I work with a lot of kids that are neurodivergent.
Kim Wheeler-Poitvian is a clinical social worker and therapist in Philadelphia. She has some kids play games like Roblox or Animal Crossing during their sessions.
This is a great way for them to even engage while we're actually conversing. It's just kind of the same as them coloring or drawing or doing a fidget.
She says using video games works for her clients because she's asking them to do something most young patients already do for fun. And now for some related links. We'll have more information about Mightier and the Wisconsin program on our website, marketplacetech.org. The journal Royal Society Open Science published a study in late July which looked at whether playing a lot of video games is bad for your well-being. The study surveyed more than 38,000 players from across the world and found, quote, little to no evidence for a causal connection between gameplay and well-being. We'll have a link to that study on our site, although we should note it focused on adults. We'll also link to a New York Times article about a digital therapeutic for children with autism. It's a virtual reality program called Florio that walks neurodiverse kids through different real-life public scenarios they might struggle with, like crossing the street or even trick-or-treating. In the piece, some autistic self-advocates also make the point that such behavioral therapy can be problematic, arguing that autism isn't a disease that needs to be cured, and that maybe society should adjust and be a bit more welcoming of people who experience the world a little bit differently. Jesus Alvarado reported this story. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.